Hello.
Hello. And welcome to Movie Phone.
I realized the one mistake that I made in all this tech stuff this week, I figured out at the last second. And
what is that?
That I still had the three box on from last week.
Oh,
there's nothing I could do about it. We were already in the intro and I was like, dang it.
That's funny.
Should have practiced more. Anyway, welcome to another MoGraph MoCast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt.
And we got a headline show. Yeah. Yeah. Just us again. And this is our first show at 11 a.m. Central Time.
Yes.
So we are...
I have picked up a freelance job where we have meetings at noon.
Yeah.
So
we're going to be doing this for what? I don't know. 6 weeks or so? Something like that?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, we got a great show for you today.
A few Mondays off here and there for like NABs and vacations
right,
and stuff.
Right. I already know we're going to be off on the 8th because that is Eclipse Day.
And Dude, I'm so excited. You got your glasses yet?
I've had glasses. Right. I had glasses for the last one, so I'm good to go. I got a whole box of them on Amazon. And so, there were even some people driving down the street, and like they were like slowing down when it was going on, and I was like, "Here!"
Uh-huh.
And I just gave them glasses. I said, "Here, just take."
Oh,
them.
That's funny.
Yeah, and plus that's the day before we leave for NAB to start getting set up and everything. So, like the 8th, we'll kind of be off. We've got some guests that we're lining up right now as well. Make sure that you follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram for all the things. We're actually right now we are on TikTok. If you want to give us a bunch of taps on the screen, even if you're watching on YouTube, give us a bunch of taps. You know, do a little copy of that share button. And, you know, just help get... One of these days, we're going to get up on the FYP, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to get more than one person.
Could you imagine?
I know.
We'll get, like, 5 more followers if we get on the FYP.
Just be a whole bunch of bots in the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying terrible things.
I'll tell you, like, TikTok has been rough lately. When I first signed up, it was like I would get one ad, and it was just a slew of content. And then, like... They came out with the TikTok shop, and it's like every other thing is someone shilling something. And it's like, okay, you know?
Yep. That's how it goes. All the platforms just, it's only good at the beginning, and then it just gets worse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a lot to get to today, and you got a heart out at the top of the hour, so we're going to start moving through this. So make sure you follow us on all the things. Join the MoGraph Slack to chat with us online about all of the things. And make sure that you join our Discord as well if you want to hang out with us on video. That's mostly what we do just during the day. We're just sitting there hanging out with people. And so, you know, follow us on the things. We're going to have some short form content and other things coming. We have been posting a lot of short form content as well. And the reason that we're able to do that is because of our sponsor, Otoy. They're the makers of Octane Render. You know who they are. MoGraph's universal sponsor. They're the makers of Octane Render and the Render Network. They're great friends of ours. They also partner with us to do the website. And with Octane Render and the Render Network, you can make beautiful renders and render them quickly. Just go to otoy.com and make sure that you thank them for helping to make this show possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you see the price of render this week? Oh, boy.
I know. It's nice. One of the things we're doing as well is, you know, we didn't know this at the time, but with the time change or whatever, Scott's presentation is going on simultaneously, right, on Maxon's stream, which is the Maxon training team stream, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I figure we could just check in on Scott every once in a while. Looks like he's, you know, doing really well. He's got a whole cube designed in ZBrush, right? Oh, there we go. Now he's getting into some stuff. We could just sit here and watch this the whole time, you know?
Right.
Let's just do that.
It's just a one of those shows where it's a reaction show.
Yeah.
Where you just watch something and just react to it.
Yeah. I should have known a box. We could just watch him in the corner the whole time.
Yeah.
That would be pretty
funny. Scale it down. You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just scale it down. Yeah. No problem. So I think that's it for our beginning of the show things. All the housekeeping and all the things are good. So we're going to get right into it with a wee bit of headlines. All right. Let's talk about some moist meshes. That's hard to say. Can you say
moist
that?
Moist meshes?
Can you say it five times fast?
Moist meshes, moist meshes. No, I can't.
Yeah, I know.
Not well.
Yeah. So Dave McGavern has been posting more things on social media. He posted these raindrops, and they fall on a plane, and they splash when they hit the ground. So I don't know what they got in store. I mean, we kind of know what they got in store. He's been teasing all this particle stuff, including this one, which is like I don't know how you describe it. It's a statue made up of particles. Yeah, it's a statue made of particles, and it's like disintegrating.
See, this is the stuff that I didn't even see. I only saw the other one.
Yeah, I'm trying to kind of
like, I feel like if you're gonna tease something, make it look good. This is good. This is a good tease. I like this.
Good, but just looks like the particles are coming off of something. Like there's something there's something behind it. I'm trying to figure out how that's set up. I really don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's cool looking. I don't really know. Like, it's so hard to talk about it when it's not released yet. We don't know any details, and so it's just the whole.
I mean, I know some details, but I can't.
You're not allowed
about
to talk about it.
But
So that actually brings me to this week's poll. If you are listening after the fact, you can go to mograph.com/weekly poll. Right now, you can hit that QR code. And what is most important to you in a Cinema 4D update? Upgrading existing tools, innovating with new features, or adding features that third parties already have? And the reason that that's in there is because there are a lot of people who really like to stay in their DCC, right? Like they like to stay in their Cinema 4D. They don't like to go outside. Sometimes having third party stuff means you're going to have issues whenever you try and upgrade cinema, and then you got to wait for the upgrade. Some people, it's like, if I can pay one price and get all of these things, it's better than having to pay for, you know, third party plugins and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that's why that's in there. So again, upgrading existing tools, stuff that's already there, you know, making MoGraph effectors and all that kind of stuff better, right? The fields, all the amazing freaking field stuff you can do, or coming up with something new, something brand new to bring people in and say, hey, I'm gonna buy that instead of Blender because it has this thing, right? And then of course you know, putting stuff in that's third party. So that's going to be our poll. We'll follow up later in the episode if I remember and if we have time. Oh, you voted? Okay, good. And then I'll vote at some point, too. We can check it out. And then next week, we'll check it out, because all week, if you're listening on the show, on like the podcast catcher of choice or whatever, you can also go participate in the poll. We want to get everybody have time to, like, you know, put in their thing. I know people listen at different times. And that's it for that. I'm still trying to decide which thing is more important to me.
I mean, they're all important, you know, you want to be able to innovate,
but
you want to,
most important
for me, I think the thing is, like, I don't love, and Adobe had a problem with this for a long time, where it's like you release something, but it's just kind of like half baked in there, you know, and it's not like fully polished. I feel like if you're going to release a, you know, an upgrade or a new feature or something like that, it needs to be, you know, polished. It needs to be good, you know. Like when they introduced fields, that was awesome.
Oh yeah,
fields was great. Like that was a killer feature, you know, and like that felt really well together. But I don't know, some of the stuff they've been pushing out has just kind of felt like, you know, here it is, we're presenting it for you.
Well, we'll find out soon.
We'll get it up there later, you know? Yeah. And I'm just worried that the things are going to fall to the wayside, like thinking particles or something like just gets left behind. I don't know.
Right. All right. Well, you got some info about the MoGraph site, huh?
Yeah, totally. We're super excited. We finally hit over the 300 mark, which is exciting. We've got over 300 users on there so far. I've been seeing people sign up every day. It's really awesome. It's really great to see people joining the MoGraph, the new MoGraph site, where you can put your demo reel, you can do, you know, you got your activity feed, you can sell your digital goods, you know, join meetup groups and stuff like that. We just created a MoGraph meetup group. For it's an online group only for all the events that we're holding. So if at any point in time, you know, you hear us mention an event or something, you can join the MoGraph group as well, and you'll see those events. We currently have one for the School of Motion one at NAB.
That is headline four as well. So
we'll get there. Yeah. But we're gonna start doing. You know, we started doing the Artist of the Week, and what we decided we're going to do is we are going to choose someone from the new MoGraph site. So if you go on there, you upload your demo reel, you know, we're going to randomly choose someone each week from the site to be our featured MoGraph Artist of the Week. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in that, go sign up. If you haven't already, sign up for the new MoGraph site. It's fantastic, and I really love it. And you can follow people. If you go up to more and see members, you can browse through all the members and stuff like that. We've got a ton of updates coming this year that we're really, really excited about. And so, yeah, go sign up, and hopefully we'll choose you as the next MoGraph featured artist of the week.
Yeah, and something else that we're going to do is we're going to start featuring some of the meetups as well. So
yes.
If you have a meetup, dress it up, get yourself a, you know, a graphic for it and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'll bring it up on the show, and we'll start advertising upcoming events from the different user groups.
Yep.
Of course, there's going to be bugs. It is the beta, or as Phil would say, the beta.
the beta?
The beta, right? Is that how you say it in London?
I don't know.
There will be
bugs. I would think it would depend on the area of the UK that you're in.
Right. Cool, yeah. Your render's done.
Yeah, my render's done.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. Cool. All right, well, we got some more stuff about the site. We'll talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. AI bros. Let's talk about some AI bros real quick. This is something that's been on my mind.
Why do they all have glasses?
Well,
did you type in nerds when you were at doing the prompt?
Actually, I know what you're talking about, though, because I saw that there's a whole TikTok about that. If you type nerd, mm-hmm. The person's going to have glasses. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I just said AI bros. That's literally all I said. This was the prompt.
All right.
So AI art is fun. Yes. In fact, this graphic is AI, right? Mm-hmm. And prompt crafting can be like, it can be an art, it can be a science, it's a thing in itself, which is cool. I'm not, like, understand that I'm not dissing on that, right? There's nothing wrong mm-hmm. with being in, I love Midjourney, I love getting into Midjourney, I love doing stuff in Midjourney and, you know, trying, like, 8 different versions of this prompt and, like, change the weighting and do, I get it. I totally get mm-hmm. it, right? So I'm not dissing on that part of it. It's just the broiness. It's the same thing that came with crypto, right?
Yep.
Here we are as an industry, and here come all these other people from somewhere else saying, no, this is why this is better than what you're doing. This is why we're better mm-hmm. at doing it. This is, I can use Microsoft Paint and do an NFT. Okay, yeah, you could. How long did that last? A year?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so some of the problem that I have a little bit with this is like, the Phil said, yes, that's the correct way. Beta. And nobody's discounting people who enjoy AI art. It's the issue that people who aren't artists, who don't get a creation for clients, right? They don't understand mm-hmm. why artists are upset about certain things. When somebody comes mm-hmm. in and say, I'm a prompt generator, it's like, that's really cool. But do you know what the golden spiral is? Do you know the rule of thirds? Do you know why this is? Do you know why the stuff that you're creating looks good?
Composition, color, all your basic design principles. Yeah,
right. Look how great my design. But then they present it as, look how great my design principles are, and mm-hmm. and so there are Facebook groups, AI art, Midjourney stuff, and I follow them because I like to know things about making better prompts or technology that's coming or whatever it is. And I'll see art in there, and people write stuff in there kind of discounting artists who actually make this stuff and who actually do this stuff for a living. I don't know anybody that's a prompt generator for a living right now. Do you?
No.
And that's kind of the point. Like, when, and I wrote a comment, of course, the Facebook thing, right? I go to, Facebook. I see a comment about something. I see a picture that they posted, and I'm going through the thread, and I see, you know, this is going to push all those designers out of the industry, or, you know, those kind of comments, right? And I say, right, but what happens when the client says, just change this one thing?
Yeah.
Right. What happens when they say, I really like it, the picture is perfect, don't change a thing, just change the splash light to the other side. For us, the little backlight is just
rim light,
moving the rim light over and hitting re-render, right? And for them, I get the response back on Facebook, of course, from somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. Oh, we'll just use outpainting. Like, I don't think you understand that you can't make something for a client and do exactly what they say. If you use outpainting on someone's face to change the rim light, it's going to change their face. The person's going to have a different face, and then they're going to say, that doesn't look right. And then you end up in Photoshop. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't think that those people, the AI bros, understand what we're getting at, because they don't understand art, they don't understand composition, they don't understand dealing with clients. And so that's kind of where I'm a little irked.
I think it would be interesting to talk to a graphic designer, like, you know, a well-known graphic designer who, or someone who only produces stills, you know, or a photographer, because us working in the motion industry, you know, I don't think we have to deal so much with it. It doesn't impact us too much currently. It will soon, you know. But like, for someone who is, who their livelihood is entirely based off of stills, I would love to know what their opinions and how they feel about this whole thing, you know, because I feel like it impacts them so much more, you know.
I just wish that there was an easy way to explain it to these people, because here's because what happens is they just dismiss and whatever. It's like, no, I'm trying to have a real conversation here. I understand that someday...
I've seen the way you have conversations on Facebook, though.
I mean, it ends up with me telling them they're in a cult, you know. It's really the fact that someday there will be a way to do that. Someday there will be a way to shoot, even live. Right now, you'll be able to see us live. I could tell it to move this rim light from my bald head over to the other side. It'll do it live. Someday that will be possible, right?
Yeah.
But it's not possible right now, and that's what... People are so quick to be like, oh, it's the end of artists. It's the end of artists. Well, no, we still got a long ways to go. You saw our Sora episode. You kind of understand that, you know. And Casey says writers are having a hard time. And that's true, because there are certain industries that are easier for these things to happen to, right? We even talked about years ago about how audio things happen, and then you see the same thing happen in video, right? The writing is the easiest thing right now. So writers are, of course, having a hard time because AI can write their stuff. Now, if I mean, were,
for someone who doesn't like writing copy, it's amazing for me.
Exactly.
You know, but as like, what's interesting is once we started using like ChatGPT or something like that to help us write, you know, stuff, just like, because I hated writing stuff, like stuff for... You know, anything we'd put on the website or promoting myself or something like that. I hated it. Absolutely hated it. But through ChatGPT and being able to see how well it can be written, you know, it starts, it makes me really appreciate copywriters and what they do.
Yeah. Oh, you know? For sure. And I always have to go back and fix it. I always have to go back and change a lot of the things that it writes for me. You know, it's not.
I know, because there's 100%. Too many puns.
There's not good enough puns. That's the thing. If I could figure out how to have like a ChatGPT that knows how to be punny for real. And even when I ask it for headlines, it's just, I've told the story before, but I ask for headlines and it's just awful. You can have it kind of help you. You can have it kind of brainstorm, you know? But I'm just like, I was trying to have it write the headline for McGavern, right? Moist meshes. And I said, and I was asking it and it wasn't coming. I'm like, okay, give me something having to do with something wet and something having to do with like 3D modeling or animation. And it came up with like 15 different things and they all sucked except moist meshes was the only one with alliteration. And I'm like, there it is. You have to like, you have to caress and get it to the point where it's supposed to be. It's helpful. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like Dan Marino says, I mean, Emmett Smith, I mean, GPT writing is very mid. It's very, no cap on God. Yeah. It is very mid. It's but it's enough to get you going. It's going to change. GPT-5. It's going to get better. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I just wish there was a better relationship between AI bros and actual artists when it comes to Midjourney stuff.
I think it's the tech bros, honestly. Like they get so excited about being in this like new emerging whatever. Like you see it on like Silicon Valley or something like that, you know, and it's just
it's changing the world, right. One NFT at a time, one AI at a time.
Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe, you know, it'll go the way of crypto art.
Yeah. Well, not fully. I still want to use it. I'm not saying I don't use it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about some meetups.
Yeah. Okay. So like I was saying earlier, we created a MoGraph group on the, it's an online group only on the new MoGraph site. You can go to MoGraph.com/groups/MoGraph and that'll take you straight to our group if you want. Join the site and then you can join a group and you'll see on the events tab within our groups, we've got upcoming events right now. We've just got the School of Motion MoGraph meetup. And you can get tickets directly from there. There's a purchase tickets link that will send you to the site in order to grab some tickets for the NAB meetup. Super excited about it. It's going to be Sunday, April 14th, 3 p.m. Eastern. What is that? Is that five? That's not five,
wait,
is it?
Does that say 3 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah, that's not the correct time. I need to change
that.
Where
does that come from? I was like, that is not. It's at night.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe
all right.
Pulled
anyway,
it in wrong.
I think it pulled it in wrong. All right. Yeah. Beta updates for me. Makes notes for myself.
There you go.
Anyway, but you can you can go to you can go to the purchase tickets link on the site, and it will give you that. We're super excited about that. Also, for those who are planning on going and have been to our karaoke meetup before, we'll probably have that one up as well here in the coming days once we officially get the venue booked.
Yes.
So we're hoping to use the same venue as last time because that place was awesome.
Yeah, Go-Go was awesome. They had all the appetizers out for us and buckets of beer.
Yeah.
It's so much. It's kind of an offbeat thing from the strip and from the madness of NAB. So it's kind of nice that we just kind of go somewhere and it's cheap and it's relaxed and it's just.
Yep.
So that is a great one. So make sure you do that. We'll get that up on there as well as we need to put one up for the Digital Art Deathmatch on the site as well, just so people can see.
Yeah.
And what's cool, though, is if you're posting your own, you can actually put that Eventbrite link in there. So when it says buy tickets, it goes to your Eventbrite. So we're not trying to reinvent the wheel with all of that, you know?
Not yet.
Someday.
It's,
I don't know.
It's in the plans one day, you know, our own event ticketing system. But for right now, we wanted to add that ticket in there so that you can actually, you know, purchase tickets and you can keep track of everyone who's attending. Now there is if you go to someone's event, you can actually click on the attending and then you'll be able to see who all is coming to the event, who have clicked on the attending thing. And if when you do click on it on your main page on the site, it's great because if you go over to your events tab on your page, it shows you all the ones that you said that you're attending so that you can easily have a reminder of, you know, which events are coming up. It's cool.
That's cute. So there was something else I was going to say about the meetups too, and I'm trying to remember now. It slipped my mind. I wanted to tell people something about Vegas, and I completely forgot. Dang it. All right. Well, I'll remember.
This will be the first year I haven't done a limo.
A limo? Did we do a limo last
year? We didn't do limos last year, but I think once we got there, we just grabbed a limo, and it took us to the hotel.
That was 2 years ago.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah. Last year,
I think we might have done it again last year. Geez. I don't remember.
Yeah, that was such a waste of money. I know what I was going to say. Oh, the School of Motion MoGraph meetup. I don't know if they have a headline sponsor yet, but
yeah,
it would be funny if we were the headline sponsor, because then it would say the School of Motion and MoGraph meetup.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about email for a second.
Yeah.
So I was working this weekend on getting through some of my emails, 1,038 of my emails to be precise. I am usually like you. I really like to stay on top of my email. I don't like things going the wayside, but sometimes things do go the wayside. You get buried in a project, life events happen, things like that. So slowly I started getting behind, and I was answering the emails I could.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that were like an emergency, but there's all these ones that go the wayside. And then what happens? You've got subscription stuff that comes in, and maybe you have them to mark as read or put them in an archive, but there's always a new one. There's always somebody else emailing you a newsletter or emailing you for the first time. And sometimes you want that newsletter for reference. Maybe you have it marked as read, or sometimes you've got to go through and say, okay, well, I signed up for 10 services in the last 6 months, and now I've got 10 more emails that I get like every day. And so it will pile up like that. And sometimes it's kind of hard, you know, like let's say I'll kind of like give the example of like, say you're cleaning out your storage, right? Say you have storage somewhere. Okay. There could be treasures in there. There could be trash in there. You don't know. You got part of your life in a holding cell, basically. And when you go through it, most people, I think, would be like, well, what if I throw away something that's like super important, right? So that's kind of how I feel about email. And when it backs up, I need to be able to look at it. I need to be able to make sure that I'm not skipping something. The only time I did a mark all as read is before I really kept up with email, because I had 17,000 unread messages, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I did an email jubilee. I probably talked about it on the show. It has been so long. And so I needed to go through my email. And the biggest thing for me is like when I do my taxes, for example, I go through when I'm categorizing, budgeting, and taxes. And like, let's say you have a business card and you bought a lot of stuff on Amazon, or you have a subscription to Dropbox or something like that. If you take all your transactions and you organize them alphabetically, what can you do? You say, oh, Dropbox, cut and paste all the way down. Yep. This is this kind of expense. This is like services or whatever, you know, and then you go through, and it's easy to do. And all before you know it, you've done big chunks. So I said, well, why can't I do that with my email? And I go to Gmail and I'm like, organize alphabetically. What? You can't do that? Why can't you? Why can you not just say from field organize alphabetically by from? Because that would be so nice.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do it. I looked at scripts. I looked at plugins. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to do this. And I couldn't figure it out. And so I did find this thing, and it was called Clean Email. And you have to hook it into your thing. You know, some people are a little wary about hooking services into their emails and whatnot. I understand. However,
This is not an advertisement, by the way.
No, it's not. This is something I found that I really liked. And what it does is it lets you organize in so many ways. For example, I did organize my email address based on the number of emails that they've sent. Right? So I had tons of stuff. You know, they sent me 10 newsletters in the last 6 months, things like that. But then maybe one of the things was like a serial number I needed or something, right? And they're all unread. So what happens is the one that has like 17 things appears on top. So you can see like this one here says Home Depot. I've got three or whatever. And when you click on it, though, it comes up and it shows you a brief summary of those. So you can look through, you can peruse it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really nice because, you know, you can peruse it really quick. You can you could reply if you want. You can go directly. You can have it open into Gmail, whatever it is. But I'm telling you, I went through all 1,000-something of my emails this weekend in maybe an hour.
And it's a whole separate app?
It's a website. And you go to the website and it comes up, but it links in. And you can use it for free up to 1,000 messages. I had 1,038, so I went ahead and at one point I upgraded. I'm like, this is worth it to me. Like, it's so worth it. And there's automations and all of that. Oh, I need to get the I want to say it's one of those things where you pay like $2 a month, but you pay on a year. I forget what the actual number is, but it does things like, I have none of this on yet, but like auto unsubscribing and all the, you know, all, cleaning and organizing and all of that. I haven't gotten to that, but just the sheer fact that I can go in and do that is awesome.
I have a Hotmail account that I have had since I was, you know, since email was introduced, and because it was just a free email account, and it became my spam folder, you know, where it's like anytime I wanted to sign up for something, I would just sign in with my Hotmail account. And eventually I got so much spam and so many like newsletters and whatever, I had to change my settings to where I would only let specific email addresses go through. Everything else would go to junk.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like once a week or like every day, I'll just go into my Hotmail account and see, you know, if there's anything important.
You can do there are different levels. You can do like a 5 email address account. If you want to hook it up to multiple accounts, you can do that.
Oh, that's
by
cool.
The way. But I'm telling you, if you're just over your head in email, this is the best thing I've seen to organize something. And it's so simple the way it works. So check that out. It's cleanemail.com. That's what it is. And again, cool. Like not an advertisement, you know, whatever. Just thought I'd put it out there. So, yeah.
Cool. I wanted to give props to GSG because, you know, Nick introduced me to GSG Plus a few years ago. This is also not an ad, although they do support us at Camp MoGraf and stuff. You know, Nick, I'll be totally open. Nick gave me a free year of Plus years ago, you know, like at the very beginning, just to try it out. And from that point on, I have been a paid member. Same. Because I think it's like super valuable. And I got to give them props because of the stuff that they've been doing with where they're not just, you know, they see that 3D is changing, especially in like the MoGraf industry and stuff like that, where we're not just sticking with Cinema 4D anymore. We're moving over to Blender, or we're moving over to Houdini or Unreal. And I've been in Unreal for probably 3 months straight doing lots of work. And I was really worried jumping into that because I became pretty heavily like relied pretty heavily on the GSG materials and stuff like that for just my daily everyday stuff, because it was always a great starting point. And so while in Unreal this past week, I was like, I want to bring in some GSG textures, but I really don't want to go through the hassle of having to link everything, because it honestly, like, I don't love the way Unreal's material works. They're fine, you know, but it's just kind of a pain to get used to. And so I went onto their site, and they have built importers for Blender and Unreal, and I'm not sure about Houdini, but probably. And so it's a plugin directly in Unreal to where you can download their stuff and import them directly. And what's great about it is, and Dave, I don't know if you know this, but whenever you create a material in Unreal, like say you're creating parameters like, you know, from like 0 to 1 for the roughness, you know, like you just use a vector or not a vector or like a single, you know, number scaler, but you right click on it and you can promote it to a parameter, which then you can create an instance of that material and you'll have just those parameters you know, as sliders and stuff like that, so mm-hmm. that you don't have to futz with the original one, or you can create multiple versions based off of this master material, which I really, really like. I think it's really cool. So you can create multiple versions of just this main one. And so what's cool about the GSG importer is it actually imports your material and creates a material instance where you don't have to go dive deep into it, and you can just adjust the sliders from there. It's really, really cool. I gotta say, I really appreciate what they've been doing and what they've been doing. And for previously, with like HDRIs and stuff like that, when I'm using HDRI backdrop in Unreal, you can't bring EXRs in as a HDR. Like, you have to take it into Photoshop, take your EXR, convert it to an right. HDR, then bring it in. But GSG has updated all their stuff. So if you download an HDRI, when you download it, it includes the HDR as well. So, like, just the amount of, like, how much easier it is to use with GSG materials now, I'm really happy about that. And I just wanted to give them a big shout out because it's made my life a lot easier.
And they put out that video too with Nick talking about, you know, the way mm-hmm. things are changing. It's only like a 3-minute video. You should go check it out yeah. on YouTube or whatever, but it's just, it is great. It's really great that they've done that. So, mm-hmm. that they're adapting. That's what you got to do. Adapt or die. You know?
Totally.
Yeah. We talked about the Eternal Ascent last week on the show mm-hmm. and about the winner, but I didn't have like a lot of information. So
yeah,
the top 100 of
they
the,
were so Eternal good.
Ascent. Yeah, the top 100 so good. Video. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I didn't. But it seems like every single one of these that I see mm-hmm. is just absolutely killer.
Yeah,
like you just. It amazes me sometimes. I get stuck in this little bubble of like just my friends and other MoGraphers and people that I know, and forgetting and just not realizing how much insane talent there is all around the world, mm-hmm. you know? And it's yeah. really cool. It's really cool to me because we've run, you know, promotions in the past and stuff like, oh, that one is amazing.
I know. They're so good.
We've run promotions in the past and it's just like, okay, you know, you get a few entries here and there, but it is absolutely insane to see the community that Clinton has built, you know, and the quality of stuff well, that yeah, is coming out of that community.
The sheer volume of how many mm-hmm. entries he gets is just amazing. Just amazing.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so yeah. cool.
So congrats to Luigi
Spaudo.
I hope I'm saying that correctly. At okay, I'm going to spell this out. ABUELUFX. ABUELUFX.
I believe.
Yeah. That's what it is. But congrats, and again, we're going to be seeing you at Camp MoGraph. That's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll see you there. Now, we've got something different we're doing now.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I need to move my Skype.
Yeah. If you remember, I don't know how many years ago it was.
It was years ago. Yeah.
We did something called Rando Render, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a little generator that generated some prompts for you to do a daily with. Well... Mm-hmm. In light of the digital art death match, the 10-minute contest that's going to be going mm-hmm. on at the death match, I have constructed a Rando Render 2.0.
Yeah. So
Rando Render 2.0 will generate a Rando Render, okay. and it will give you a clock that you can mm-hmm. do your little countdown and everything. Now, this isn't exactly what the prompts are going to be at the digital art death match. They will be a little bit different, but this is just kind of a cool way to...
It's a great way to practice.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great way mm-hmm. to practice it. You know, one of the things that you might do for this, for example, is you might not always get the best prompt, you know, and it's fine. You're practicing, right? But some of them are just like, they would never give that prompt, you know? Like, if you said, eternal fantasy, I mean, that's just a little too vague, right? We're going to make sure that they're right. a little bit better than that at the actual thing. And I think Winkleman's probably going to actually choose the prompts. But this mm-hmm. is kind of a great way to do it. I was thinking maybe we could put three words in at some point, you know. Now, for us in particular, I've already generated a rando render of drunk chicken that you can see here. And the reason is because we didn't necessarily have a library ready to go. There's going to be right. a library of things. We're going to make sure if we give you a prompt that there's adequate objects and things in the library for those prompts. Mm-hmm. We're not going to, you know, make you build a chicken on your own, right? So
yeah.
hopefully you'd have chicken. So I did do that yeah. ahead of time.
I mean, Mike already has a huge library that I'm right. hoping that we can grab from.
Right, right. So that's kind of like why I did this ahead of time, because it's like, okay, we have to have mm-hmm. at least one model. So
yeah.
I did put the octane chicken into your mm-hmm. folder.
I've got it. It's in my I'm ready to go.
You've got it. Okay, so yeah. we are going to attempt to do this. I hope there's no technical issues. I'm running Octane while streaming on like
yeah.
a million different platforms and all this. So fingers crossed that this is actually going to work, you know.
But here's the thing. Like when we did the test run a few months ago, like my computer crashed in the middle of it while I was competing. And so I ended up going to Midjourney and typing in a prompt and getting it back and using that as my render.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. That was funny. Just like the AI yeah. bros, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. All right, so I'm gonna bring us up. Do you have all your programs up? Are you sharing your screen?
I do, yeah. I should. Am I sharing my screen?
I don't know if you're sharing your screen. Are you?
Desktop, start sharing. There we go. Okay. Now I am.
I'm going to attempt to bring this in. How are we looking here? How's that? Are we all good?
Nice. Looks good.
All right.
Yeah.
If anybody sees any issues, you know, let us know. Okay, we're going to get set. I'm going to load my chicken as well. And I'm also going to save as. Did you save as? Don't say... Don't save over
that. No, I just
that.
Brought it in. Hold on.
Wait, right, it save. Says... Yeah, save it as something
I know.
Else.
Hold on. Oh, boy. you can see all my stuff.
Oh, boy. All right. Octane chicken. Actually, no. I need to save in here because I'm... Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to increment save it because I don't want to lose my text folder. All right. Oh man, I hope this works. All right, so
do you have music in the background for us to chill with?
No, I thought about it, but like I'd have to do a whole thing. Anyway,
all right,
but we'll have music moving forward after this. So we're just going to talk yeah. through it,
and we're going to be bringing in other people.
Yes,
you know.
We have Phil on the list for next week. I've got to get with him, and then Vernon's on the list for the week after that.
Nice.
So we're going to do That'll a little great. Bit of practice. So, all right.
All right.
Drunk chicken.
Drunk all right, you
chicken.
Ready?
I've got to get right. the clock ready. Ready?
All right.
I get to do refresh and go. 10 minutes. All right. Woo-wee. We almost need commentary. We need someone to come in and do some commentary. All right.
So
I got my chicken.
See, it's like, you don't have a lot of time in order to like, you know, work. You got to just like figure it out. It's like, okay, I'm going to go. So my thought was I'm going to do a drunken chicken, like on a curb, you know?
Oh, on a curb. Okay.
So you got to like, it's like, you got to find a theme and then just go with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mine's at the bar. That's the thing. How much time do we have? 9. Yeah. Now you remember you have to have enough time
To render
as well. Now my right. chicken, let's see, I need to create an octane camera. I really want to get I gotta set up my scene. See, we're going about it different ways. See. Alright, now mine, I do want it to be 1920x1080.
Yeah.
And I'm going to here
so
we go.
Let's go into my Grayscale Gorilla Plus library.
There you go. All right, save. I'm going to bring in HDRI. I'm doing the same thing, going to that plus library.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
All right, then I'm going to look for cement.
Hope it don't crash.
Nope. Concrete.
European holiday. I think this guy is on European holiday. Don't you think?
I just need an indoor. European holiday sounds good. All right. So let's throw those as cubic. That's what we're going to do because we always throw them as cubic. Okay, cool. And now I need another GSG material. I need, what's it? Asphalt. Yeah, asphalt. Let's get some asphalt.
All right. I need some wood for the bar. So
then I need asphalt. Materials. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. So now let's do, how much time we got? Oh, we've already done 2 minutes, dude.
I know.
All right.
Dang. All right. So I'm going to do
PCRI environment. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Here.
Let's go ahead and do a HDRI link. Threw that into there. Oh, yeah, that's nice. All right. So then let's see if I can go into the browser.
Oh, man, this seems like really small.
building.
Oh, well.
All right, so let's see if I can download a building real quick. Oh, come on.
How much time have we got? 7.5 minutes? All right, we're doing okay.
Throw that building in there. All right, now, okay, he's on the street. That's good.
Oh, bore.
He's drunk in the...
come on.
And then... all right, I need some lighting. Let's do some lighting.
I'm just going to...
See, I found that, like... Actually, I should probably do a camera and lock that camera, shouldn't I?
You sure should. I'm going to lock my camera right now while I can.
All right, oh boy!
That's
oh
locked.
Boy!
That's
what
locked.
I do? All right. Oh boy!
Now, where's my beer?
My
mugs?
Building got out of whack. All right.
There we go. Smaller. He's got like he's been at it. So how much time we got? 6.5 minutes.
6.5.
Oh man! Right. This guy's drunk.
See, like, what's more. Funny is I'm so focused on mine. I can't see what you're doing. Oh. You know.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Oh boy!
Turn that down. All right. Then let's
go this way.
Go back into our camera, and then I'm going to options update check. I'm gonna turn off my camera so that I can. I'm not gonna update.
All right. I got this beer here. Now this one needs to have like something in it. I gotta put some beer in it. How much time we got? 6 minutes.
Put.
Ooh-wee.
Texture
transfer this over here.
I need to make that asphalt texture a lot smaller. Oh, where am I? I always change this. All right, RGB spectrum. Oh, so let's give it like kind of like a pinkish hue.
I gotta go back to path tracing. Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay. Path tracing. Gosh, my samples. Hold on. Let's get that GI clamp down to one.
There we go. Okay, so like it's nighttime.
Right.
Boy.
Let me put some beer in here. That doesn't look like beer. Hold on. Let's change the. Oh, shoot. My.
HDRI.
I'm just going to do a new.
There's nighttime skies. Yeah.
There we go.
Let's see if we get a nighttime sky.
Okay, we got 5 minutes. We're halfway. Halfway.
See. Heck yeah.
Turn
boy.
On some universal.
Right. So then.
Transmission.
Change this like 525. Okay, let's do 15:15 maybe.
I'm just gonna go to specular, make it easy.
All right. So then,
back to transmission.
I need to go into this texture.
All right, that's good.
Oh no, let's do this.
Beer.
Okay. Let's duplicate this texture, and then I'm going to do roughness. I'm gonna clear out the roughness. Oh my gosh, my stomach just went. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then I'm gonna clear out this. And then I'm going to do a mix material.
I got to make him look drunker. Right. That's the problem. He's not drunk enough.
All right. So then in my mix material, I'm going to do this one. And then I'm going to do this one. And then instead of a texture, I'm going to use a noise in hopes that I can get some of this like watery looking like wet whatever. Let's move this building over.
How much time we got here? How much time we got?
How much time? We got 4 minutes.
Oh man. All right. I gotta start getting
throw a
I gotta start getting my other stuff.
I hope
together.
This is good entertainment for everyone else.
Yes, I hope so. I don't see any comments going on here. What's the deal? Give us
That's
some
all
comments.
Right. Depth of field. Let's turn off autofocus. Let's focus on this chicken. Oh geez. Oh crap, what'd I do? I gotta update.
All right, time for me
camera.
To composite this because we gotta go. Let's see. All right,
so drunk chicken. There.
Now, I pretty much have that done, but what I need to do is really get my frame going here. What are we doing? Do like this. I think that's pretty good. I'm gonna save. Now we gotta pause it. We got 3 minutes.
This material is
three
not
minutes.
Great.
3 minutes. Camera imager. Let's get that looking good here. All right, all right, all right. Some highlight compression. I definitely need to turn on my depth of field to make it look good.
Sure.
Let's see what we got. Not the aspect ratio. Oh, shoot.
See, displacement, no. Bump, no.
I need 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Aperture. Let's get that aperture going. Let's focus on the chicken. There we go. Now we're cooking. Now we're cooking with chicken.
I can't do it. All right, this mixed material ain't going to work.
You better hurry. Better hurry.
I know.
And he's drunk. Like, he's super drunk. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to add some lens effects to really make him look drunk.
Some base of crystal.
All right. Get some lens flare in here. How much time we got? 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Any other effects? Maybe I'll move this way just a little bit. See, like, he looks super drunk like that, you know. And then
here's
zoom in a little bit more.
One.
And then
there we go.
Save this. 1 minute and something. 1 minute and something.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm going to go to, let's mess with some gammas. I'm going to that. Let's go to the save frames, bring that up.
What do we got? And are we going to render? Are we going to render at the same time?
No, I mean, I'm just going to screen. I'm just going to screenshot it.
Okay.
When it's time. What else do I want? I don't know. Some vignetting. There we go. I mean, this is about as far as I'm going to be able to get. So I'm just going to mess with it a little bit more for the next minute. I guess we got a minute. You screenshot it at a minute. How does that sound?
Nah, keep going. We got time.
I mean, we'll just in a minute. Screenshot it in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do one more thing. I'm going to move this over here and have him, like, he's got one, like, over here.
I feel like the chicken needs to be better on the ground.
Oops.
Instead of, like, I was hoping to get him in a puddle.
43
you know,
seconds. 43
but I couldn't
seconds.
Figure out the puddle thing.
43. All right. Yeah, that looks pretty good. I don't really know what else I'm going to do here, so I'm going to focus on his face. So you can really, his eye is what's in focus. I think that's the key. We got 20 seconds. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say I'm done. I'm going to go ahead and screenshot.
You know what?
There we go. My screenshot's done, and yeah, that's it. Put it in your our share
there
folder.
There you go.
Three, two.
Oh, I just
one. All right.
I just threw it in the. I threw it in the chat in
that's
Skype.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll bring it up.
Oh, there. Your lighting is so much better than mine.
All right, I'm gonna go to. Let's go to 2-box screen here. I'll bring this up. There we go. There's mine.
Oh, I like that chromatic aberration.
Yeah, because he's drunk.
That's nice. Oh, dude, you got him, like, you actually got him to where, oh, I should have thought about, like, he was rigged. Moving him.
You should have brought his head up a little bit. So
here, I should have, yeah.
I'm
going
to bring yours up. Hold on a second. Where's yours? All right. Now, we're going to need the chat. Here, I'm going to bring this up. There you go. There's Matt's. Now, he decided to go with Instagram format, drunk in the gutter. Junk in the gutter. You know, you could have done some rigging. You could have had that leg limp. That would have been nice.
I should have thought about that.
Yeah. And then,
oh, well.
Yeah. So there we go. Now,
that's good. Like, for 10 minutes, that's not too bad, you know?
It's not bad. Now, we need how are we going to do a poll to see who won? Okay. We need.
We don't have to have a winner.
All right. We got one and two. One for me, two for Matt. Let's see. How did I cheat? Vernon said I cheated. How did I cheat?
How'd you cheat?
I used Octane.
Because
reasons. All right. We need.
That's funny.
Yeah, barf. Oh, see, barf would have been good.
Barf would have been
really good. See, and you got that library. All right, so we got one for Dave, two for Matt.
Yeah, like, so this is one thing we need to make sure that we have. We need to make sure that we've got, you know, GSG textures and, like, mm-hmm. and the C4D, like, having that available to where I could just click and bring it in, that was great. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Dave wins.
Getting ones. Who's three? John Haley. Oh. look at that. It's coming in.
Yeah.
I think I won.
Yeah.
I think I
won. That's all right. Okay. Hey, Pickle Nick's here.
Woo!
Yay. All well right. done.
Well, that actually
that was
worked.
Fun. I want to do that more. Let's do that more.
I know. We're going to, and we get to watch from now on. Now people get to do it. And we'll just like, we'll be the voiceover for them. And
yeah,
we'll kind
the puddle
of, we'll
would
be,
have set it off. It would have done a good job.
Oh, the puddle.
I couldn't get it.
See, so Nick Campbell will be the MC of the show in real life. So we'll pretend we're Nick from now on the show, right? And we'll do like, you know,
if only I were that handsome.
All right. Cool. Well, you've only got a few minutes left. What we're going to do here is we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to check on our poll. And after that, we're going to get out of here. So check this out.
Hi, my name is Sashia Dumont. I'm a writer, actor, and filmmaker.
Hi, my name is Paul Robinson. I'm a director, DP, and filmmaker. We are the creators and hosts of the Go Gorilla Filmcast, an online source for all things indie film.
We are a husband and wife film team and co-owners of Sen3 Productions, and we started this podcast for filmmakers like ourselves who were producing on micro budgets with skeleton crews.
Go Gorilla is a weekly podcast that features various talents in TV, film, and web series productions.
We've interviewed filmmaker powerhouses like Kestrel Pantera,
Richard Raymond,
Alex Ferrari,
Cassandra Ebner,
and Ryan Connolly. Amazing actors like Hannah Ward,
Lou Taylor Pucci,
Chris Wataski,
and Eileen Gruba.
Groundbreaking cinematographers like Jody Lee Lipes,
and Jessica Lee Gagné, and many more.
We also offer weekly reviews of our favorite films and shows, which vary from low-budget first-time filmmakers to A-listers and everyone in between. Go Gorilla is proud to announce that we have officially joined the MoGraph Podcast Network.
So if you love filmmaking as much as we do,
tune in every Sunday for a new episode of the Go Gorilla Filmcast,
your source for all things indie film.
Now available on the MoGraph Podcast Network.
Okay, dokie. All right, we're going to check on this poll. The poll was, again, it was about Cinema 4D. I didn't get to put mine in, but I'll put it in during the week. Make sure you go to mograph.com/weekly poll. Matt, you're the only one that voted.
I'm the only one. There we go. All right.
Is that do I need to update? Let's see. Hold on. Do I need to update that? Nobody voted
okay.
Today. What's up with that? I see people in the chat. Y'all are not participating. All right.
It's okay.
Well, we're going to check on it next
week. You know what?
Then.
That's what happens. I mean, we learned that lesson when Bart was, you know, going against, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
The nerdy kid, you know?
Yeah,
and then
Martin.
He was like, everyone liked him, but no one voted.
More asbestos.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully that 10-minute thing will make a good clip for the TikToks. We'll see. That'll be fun to watch. We'll put that out there so people can check out what it's about and try it on their own. And then, you know, we got, again, Phil, he's watching right now. He's going to hop on at the end of the next show. And then after that, Vernon the following week. And then I think after that, we're off to NAB, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Are we?
It's possible. Ugh. Maybe one more week.
I'm not ready.
Well, I am. You're not.
I'm not.
Leaving. Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, you said refresh the poll? All right, let's see. I'll try and bring it up here. Let's see. Where are we at?
Now it's like two.
Oh, look.
Oh,
yeah.
Four. All right.
Upgrade existing tools. All right. That's good. MoGraph.com/weekly poll. Make sure you check it out. And follow us on all the things, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. We got all sorts of fun stuff with you for you. And I got nothing else. How about you? You ready?
Nope, I'm ready.
You
thanks,
get
y'all,
to
for make sure and sign up for the site.
That's right. All right. We're going to get out of here. Until next time, I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt.
Have a good one.
Later, yo.
I guess.
Introducing MoGraph TV from MoGraph.com, a free motion graphics and animation channel streaming your favorite content and favorite artists 24/7. MoGraph TV features motion graphics tutorials, talks, tips, inspiration, and replays of popular live shows. We offer something for all levels of designer, from introductory tutorials to high-level breakdowns and everything in between.
That track looks great to me.
MoGraph TV features software like Cinema 4D, After Effects, Unreal Engine,
what up?
Third-party plugins, and other 2D and 3D software. We also feature live motion events, short-form clips, crypto art, and even a little photo and video editing. Learn from the people that inspire you most, and stay up to date on all the latest industry news, announcements, and community events. You'll also see exclusive offers only available by watching. With 3 8-hour blocks each day, you'll be sure to catch everything, no matter what your time zone. Keep it on as a companion to your workday and learn something new. Meet a friend, watch a demo, catch a classic tutorial, or even find new inspiration.
That's a British word?
A lot of things are British words.
Yes, good luck with all your projects.
MoGraph TV, television for the design community, 24/7.